Our brains didn't evolve for sitting at desks or scrolling through smartphones. They evolved for movement. In Move, Caroline Williams reveals the revolutionary science showing how physical movement directly shapes our mental states, cognitive abilities, and emotional well-being. This isn't just another exercise book. It's a radical rethinking of the artificial divide between body and mind. What if anxiety, depression, and cognitive decline could be addressed not through pills or therapy alone, but through specific types of movement? The research is clear. Our bodies and minds evolved as a single, integrated system. When we neglect physical movement, we're not just risking physical health, we're undermining the very foundation of our mental well-being. In a culture obsessed with productivity hacks and quick fixes, perhaps the most powerful tool for transformation has been with us all along, our capacity to move. When our ancestors began walking upright, movement and cognition formed a crucial partnership. Unlike animals born with instincts, humans evolved with a use-it-or-lose-it principle. Our neural systems adapt to environmental demands. Physical movement builds brain capacity, with the hippocampus generating new cells during activity. Without movement challenges, the brain trims unused neural connections, leading to cognitive decline in sedentary lifestyles. Humans uniquely possess mental movement, the ability to traverse time in our minds, reliving past experiences and imagining futures. This evolutionary internalization of movement, as neuroscientist Rodolfo Linhares terms it, enables risk-free exploration before action. A 1960s experiment showed kittens controlling their movement developed normal vision, while those passively observing became functionally blind. Our emotions, from Latin meaning to move away, begin mentally before manifesting physically, demonstrating movement's fundamental role in consciousness and cognition. Charles Darwin developed his theory of evolution while walking a thinking path at his home. Walking triggers crucial cognitive mechanisms. After 20 minutes, endorphins emerge while brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, promotes neural growth. Our feet's pressure sensors work with our heart to boost brain blood flow by 20 to 25%, with weight bearing adding another 10 to 15%. Walking at 120 steps per minute, matching heart rate, optimizes brain blood flow. Each step triggers osteocalcin release, enhancing memory through hippocampal communication. This bone-brain connection evolved as a survival response, preparing us both physically and mentally. For ultramarathon runner Marcus Scottney, who overcame depression and addiction, running provided both escape and momentum. Moving forward gives you the strength to know that you can move forward. Forward movement inspires future thinking, while backward movement triggers memories. Walking also reduces prefrontal cortex activity, allowing thoughts to flow freely. With only 17% of people walking regularly, we're missing crucial cognitive benefits. Regular walking isn't just exercise, it's essential for optimal cognitive function, creativity, and emotional well-being. Terry Kravosnik's survival of a moped accident, where his body executed a life-saving flip, demonstrates how physical training prepares us for challenges beyond conscious control, revealing the crucial link between physical strength and mental resilience. Research confirms strength training enhances confidence and social capabilities. However, physical strength has declined significantly. Modern men have weaker grip strength than in the 1980s, and children's muscle strength has dropped 20-30% since 1998. This decline is significant because strength correlates with longevity, brain health, and psychological well-being. Neuroscientist Antonio Damasio notes that our self-perception stems from our body's assessment of its capabilities. Strength training's mental benefits occur independently of muscle gains. Studies show weight training reduces anxiety and depression by accessing existing muscle potential rather than building new tissue. Movement aids trauma recovery particularly well. PTSD survivor Sonia Lena found Krav Maga helped manage flashbacks through physical self-defense training. While verbal therapy often struggles with bodily trauma responses, movement supports recovery. Basic bodyweight exercises boost mental health and self-esteem. Mastering fundamental movements like running, climbing, and swimming creates a practical sense of capability that extends throughout life. Dancing's power to transform mood is scientifically proven. Our connection to rhythm begins at birth. Babies respond to beats within days, and by 5 months, they move to music with smiles. This innate response appears in human culture for millennia, evidenced by 9,000-year-old cave paintings. Moving together at 2 hertz, 120 beats per minute, creates muscular bonding that dissolves social barriers. 1-year-olds become more helpful after rhythmic bouncing, and adults show increased cooperation following synchronized movement. Dance creates altered states through complete immersion. When our brain locks into music's rhythm, present moment awareness replaces past and future concerns, a state valued in both tribal ceremonies and modern rave culture. While many compare themselves to professionals and hesitate to dance, dancer Kevin Edward Turner emphasizes that dance is simply expressing your story through movement. Even young children can read emotions in basic movement patterns, showing our natural grasp of body language. Dance particularly transforms anxious teens and young women with body image concerns, offering a way to experience their bodies through internal sensation rather than external judgment. This natural affinity for dance likely stems from our vestibular system, which links balance to pleasure centers, making movement inherently rewarding. Neuroscientist Peter Strick's research validated Pilates' claims about spinal exercises, confirming connections between thinking, feeling, and moving through links between the cerebellum and brain regions controlling emotion and cognition. The core influences both physical and emotional stability. Fear of falling affects posture and increases fall risk, while anxiety and depression manifest in postural changes. Research consistently links upright posture to positive emotions and hunched posture to negative ones. New findings reveal direct pathways between the adrenal medulla and movement-related brain areas, highlighting movement's role in stress management. The psoas muscle, connecting spine to thigh bone and interweaving with the diaphragm, bridges movement and emotional control. Our sedentary lifestyle may maintain stress responses by shortening this muscle. Core engaging movements can reduce stress. Simple actions like sitting upright or using exercise balls activate core muscles and regulate stress signals. Deep belly laughs engage core muscles more effectively than sit-ups while providing stress relief, especially when genuine. Our bodies evolved for dynamic motion, full-range movement, and deep breathing. Weight-bearing activities trigger osteocalcin release to boost cognition, while proper posture and foot compression enhance brain function. Movement builds social bonds through synchronized brainwaves during group activities and dance. Moving to music aligns individual brains while collective movement connects us. Even solo movement fights isolation. Nasal breathing at 6 breaths per minute synchronizes brainwaves with breath, enabling alternative mental states. Deep breathing enhances focus and oxygen flow. Physical literacy extends beyond basic movement into new ways of thinking. We're designed to learn through movement, not sitting. Physical competence builds confidence and reduces anxiety. In a world of quick fixes, movement remains our most powerful tool. Your body isn't just a vehicle for your brain, it's the reason your brain exists. Intentional movement transforms our entire human experience.